guess it's long been known that in chilly weather, Lincoln often wore a dark wool shawl over his shoulders. Many years later, Robert Todd Lincoln gave one of his father's shawl to a friend, which eventually wound up in the Smithsonian. In the movie Lincoln, he is seen often wearing a shawl. Yesterday, while sitting at my desk, I received a call from a WAMC member, Rabbit Goody, from Cherry Valley, who told me that she wove the shawl that Daniel Day-Lewis is wearing in the movie. In fact, her business, Thistle Hill Weavers, has been weaving for Spielberg movies for about 20 years, and not just for Spielberg. Thistle Hill Weavers has worked on many movies with Daniel Day-Lewis, Russell Crowe, Tom Hanks, you name the big star. And it's a pleasure to welcome Robert Goody to our special Lincoln Roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a delight to have you here. You know, I felt lucky when you called yesterday because we were, I was just looking for that neat story. And my God, this is the neat story. So how does one fall into this where your work is picked up, because there's really a strong historical component to this?
Well, Thistle Hill Weavers, which is my studio, started out doing historic reproduction and for museums, primarily private individuals. And we started working with the film industry a good 20, 25 years ago. In fact, the first Spielberg movie that we worked on was Amistad. And we're known for our accuracy, and we're known for doing very unusual projects from start to finish. So we usually work with costume designers. That's our biggest connection to the film industry. But on occasion, and this movie is very, very different and very special, because on occasion, actors get involved. And Daniel Day-Lewis is probably the only actor that we've actually, in essence, been able to work with, because he has such a strong feeling about his character. Mm. So when we were first contacted to do this particular job by Joanna Johnson, the costume designer, and that's sort of a long involved story in itself. But one of the interesting things was Daniel Day-Lewis requested that we send a shawl. We happened to have one of a similar style, similar weight, that he could wear for a good week while we were working on samples of the Lincoln shawl, so that he could get the feeling of wearing a shawl and feel the weight, feel how to move with it, feel the elegance of it. And in the 19th century, men wore shawls all the time. It was a common article of clothing. So in that sense, it's very unusual that he would be as involved in the shawl making. He was also very involved in There Will Be Blood. He's the only actor who's ever truly commented on our fabric. We did his suit fabric for several scenes in There Will Be Blood. And he commented. He chose. We do a set of samples, and he was the one who said, "This is the one I want. This is the right one." And that's very unusual. It's wonderful.
So when it came down to, first of all, as you mentioned, that shawls were very common in that time. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. They look darn comfortable.
They are.
I mean, I can just imagine.
They are very.
I wish they'd come back. And I hope they do.
Why not?
Yeah.
We make shawls all the time for sale.
Yeah, I think they should come back. And so when it came to, especially because I was watching the film, and I made a couple mental notes about the shawl while watching this as well before our conversation. But one of the things I was thinking, well, Lincoln was a big guy. I'm a big guy. It would just seem nice to just like wrap up in something like that. So how big is the actual?
It's huge. What we do when we weave a historic shawl is we weave two widths and then seam it together in the center, so it becomes a big, gigantic square that's then used either as a rectangle or folded corner to corner for women's shawls. So women's shawls and men's shawls, and they take the place of your coat. They're an outer garment. So this is about 6 feet square.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
Now,
and it has very special fringe. That's the not just the weaving of it. It has a very special weave structure. And I was given just one very bad photograph of the one from the Smithsonian. And I called the Smithsonian. I spoke to the curator. They couldn't get me better photographs.
Because it's not on display.
It's not on display, and it's very fragile.
Yeah.
And it's actually not even in the textile department anymore. It's in the Lincoln. It's with the historic
right.
stuff. So the curator, bless her heart, doesn't know much about textiles. It was very hard for her to communicate to me the kind of information I needed to have.
Right.
But so from this one bad photograph, I was able to ascertain that it was a very complex Scottish shawl, woven in Scotland, very common in terms of that's the way
period yeah.
shawls were done. Very complicated weave structure, and then a different weave structure for the stripes and a very interesting stripe pattern. So very difficult to just zip off the loom. So I did several samples. Some were approved, some were not approved. We changed the color a little bit to meet the needs of the film, still keeping everything about the shawl as accurate as we possibly could.
The fabric that you have in front of you, is this the actual,
this is the actual shawl fabric that we sent Daniel Day-Lewis to try. So it's the same weight
okay.
and the same feel. And
yeah.
that's not a full shawl. That's just a piece.
That's so a piece.
Yeah, and that's a Scottish shawl that we did for Cowboys and Aliens.
And this is... Shawls and Cowboys and
Aliens. Yeah, yeah, well, it didn't get used, but it was we wove it for them. That often happens in a film, by the way.
And this is wool.
That's worsted wool, spun in America.
Rabbit, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely beautiful. And I would think it would just be very warm and comforting. And you think of wool as often itchy, but this is very...
Worsted wools are smooth wools, so men's suitings. And the finer and nicer it is, the smoother and softer it gets.
Now, you have, unfortunately, we only have about like a
I
minute,
know, but you have
minute
to feel
and a half.
This.
Okay.
Because this is Lucy's coat from Narnia.
Oh, wow.
And again, it's a beautiful...
This is from the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes, there she is wearing it. We did all of their clothing before they get on the train. We're getting away from Lincoln, though.
Well, no, that's fine, but that is amazing.
But people should come. We do open houses at our studio, and people should
definitely
come.
You have one coming up.
We have one coming up November 30th and December 1st, and then we have another one coming up December 14th and 15th, in which I'm actually going to do a presentation of Thistlehill Goes to the Movies.
And if you go to the website, and I strongly urge people to go to the website, it's thistlehillweavers.com. You have a list of the films that you've worked on and get
over
a real idea
films,
of what you've done. It is thistlehillweavers.com. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in
sharing
the story with us. And, God, you got things from Road to Perdition. And man. And above all, beautiful, beautiful work.
Thank you.
Just
Thank
gorgeous. You. Robert Goody's studio is Thistlehill Weavers in Cherry Valley, in New York. You can find out more at thistlehillweavers.com. Rabbit, thank you so much for telling us such great stories. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.